Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. And today, we are taking a look at the issue for the week of March 26th, 2012, with a cover story focusing on the intense competition in global polymers. It is only growing. After recovering from the global financial and economic crisis, the world plastics market is poised to grow further, but competitive pressures and challenges will arise on multiple fronts. The global commodity polymers market continues to be under severe pressure from challenges such as the European debt crisis, slowing emerging market growth, and increased competition. Despite these challenges, overall polymers consumption is poised to grow at a compounded annual growth rate of 4.7% per year through 2015. Then we take a look at the new normal and the resulting political challenges. New policy frameworks are needed to reflect the major changes in the global economy, and politicians are floundering for solutions as the West swings between austerity and economic stimulus. And it wouldn't be a special issue about global polymer competition if we didn't include China. In China, the opportunity is enormous, but the key question confronting the global petrochemicals industry is, who will be the winners and losers from China's economic development? Read Ice is Chemical Business to find out more. Meanwhile, in the regularly scheduled columns, Ice is Chemical Business looks at the potential for shale gas in Europe. Poland is especially interested as it could near an end to its reliance on Russian natural gas supplies. Then the latest issue looks at polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. March prices are up across several regions. In addition to higher feedstocks and energy costs, supply is tight. Read Ice is Chemical Business to find out more. Because we also take a look at the oleochemicals market. Volatility is projected going forward. The oleochemical industry expects another roller coaster ride this year, driven by continued volatile fats and oils feedstock prices, uncertainties in Indonesia's export tax situation, and a gloomy global economy. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of Ice is Chemical Business. It's not available on newsstands, so subscribe today. Thanks for listening and have a great night.